Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here, back with another episode of Champion's Mind. 5 minutes sports focus. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all at some point, building resilience through failure and mistakes. Because let's be honest, life is one giant game, and sometimes you trip, fumble, or even get called for holding. But how do we bounce back? How do we turn those oops moments into fuel for growth? We're going to break it down, real talk style, in just 5 minutes. You ready to level up your resilience? Let's go. Ever felt like you were on a roll, then bam, a sudden fumble, a missed shot, a flat tire on the way to a big game? I'm talking about those moments that can make you want to throw in the towel and call it quits. But here is the thing, those stumbles, those blunders, those epic fails, let's be honest, we've all had them. They are actually stepping stones to greatness. Think of your favorite athletes, musicians, entrepreneurs. They didn't just magically become superstars overnight. They fell down, they got back up, they learned from their mistakes, and they kept pushing forward. That's what resilience is all about, the grit, the determination, the ability to keep going even when things get tough. So how do we build this mental muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Reframe your perspective. Instead of viewing failure as a setback, see it as valuable feedback. Think of it like this: every mistake is a chance to learn something new, to adjust your approach, to become even stronger. Ever heard the saying, fail forward? It's about embracing those mistakes and using them to propel yourself in a positive direction. 2. Analyze, don't dwell. When you do stumble, take some time to analyze what happened. What went wrong? Was it a lack of preparation? A mental block? External factors. Once you understand the cause, you can start to develop strategies to avoid repeating the same mistake. Remember, dwelling on past failures only weighs you down. Focus on learning and moving forward. 3. Surround yourself with support. You don't have to go through this alone. Find mentors, coaches, friends, or family who believe in you and can offer encouragement and guidance. Sometimes just having someone to talk to can make a world of difference. Remember, even the most successful people have support systems. They know that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 4. Celebrate small wins. It's easy to get caught up in chasing big goals and overlooking the smaller victories along the way. But trust me, celebrating those little wins keeps you motivated and reinforces your progress. Each step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. 5. Cultivate a growth mindset. This is a game changer. A growth mindset means believing that your abilities are not fixed but can be developed through effort and learning. Embrace challenges as opportunities to grow. View feedback as valuable input and never stop seeking new knowledge and experience. Think about a time when you face a setback, maybe a missed deadline, a tough loss in a game, or even just a simple argument with a friend. Now think about how you handled it. Did you wallow in self-pity? Or did you take the opportunity to learn and grow? Maybe you analyzed your mistakes, sought advice from someone you trust, or simply took some time to regroup and come back stronger. That's resilience in action. So remember, folks, failure is not the opposite of success, it's a part of the journey. It's those bumps in the road that teach us valuable lessons, shape our character, and ultimately lead us to where we need to be. Keep your head up, keep pushing forward, and never forget that you have the power to turn those setbacks into triumphs. And before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to build your resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit us up on social media. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Champion's Mind, your 5-minute guide to unlocking your full potential. Until next time, keep chasing those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.